Session. Okay, we're on Daf Ein Hey Omen Aleph and Halacha Gimel. Ketam Azam Nimber Shleisha. How do you do Zimim? Shleisha Imer Nevarach. If there are three people, you say Nevarach. In other words, you say Nevarach Shalom Mishalom. Shleisha Vahu, if you have three people and a fourth person, Imer Baruchu, the person that's being Mazamin says Baruchu Shalom Mishalom to Vahin. Okay. Basara, if there are 10 people exactly, I'm Nevarach Elokeinu. I need to translate this, yeah? Right. This statement, whether there's 10, whether there's, how much is that? Saribo? 10 myriads. How much is 10 myriads again? What? Myriad is 10,000 people. So that's 100,000. So the Mishnah is saying whether there's 10 or whether there's 100,000, that statement sounds like it's the same nusach, right? The same nusach. Right now, okay, which was okay. The Maya Omer Nevarach Lashem Elokeinu. If you have 100, you say Lashem Elokeinu. The Maya of who? Well, he says Baruch. The Elaf, he says Nevarach Lashem Elokeinu. Okay, Yisrael. The Elaf of who? He says Baruch. The Reba Omer Nevarach Lashem Elokeinu. Okay, Yisrael. Okay, Tzmakos Yashar Kuvim Alamazin Shachalim. Rabbi Yisrael Gil Yomer Lufi Rov Hakalim Nevarachin. So now all these statements that we had up until now were going according to Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef HaGlili, when there's a change, in other words, these changes in the Nusach, even though the Mishnah says Rabbi Yosef HaGlili, but it's not like everything up until here was somebody else. This is the Shita of these statements before. Rabbi Yosef HaGlili says, Lefi Rov HaKal, that's the way you make the bracha. HaKal is bracha, Lekim HaShem HaKal Yisrael, that you have to make the bracha in line with the number of people that are there, okay? Just like in shul, doesn't matter how big the tzibur is, you just say the same nosach, brachas Hashem baruch. The same thing is true for zimun. You need no changes in the nosach. Okay, so the statement we had before that said echad asara echad esaribu, that was the shita of Rabbi Kiva. Okay, you see that the yeah. Above that, there's no change. That's what the Haredim said. Echad Asar, look at the Haredim. Echad Asar, Echad Asar, Ribu. Ha'achreisha, Rabbi Kiva, he. Dormar, Mamasim, Besak, Nesach, Higiu, Asar, and Chilip, and Radlam, Muatim, Hochanami, and Chilip. So, and then the rest of it is going to be Rabbi Yisiyag. And then he says, Psaak HaLocha, if you look right on the Haredim, he says, Psaak HaLocha, the first line, a couple of words in the line, Mishleish HaNasar. What? Bameya, just go down on the right side till you see Psak Halacha. He says Mishleisha Ad Asara, Vein Asara B'Chlal. The Mevarach says Nevarach Shachom Mishalov, Chulanan and Baruch Shachom Mishal Tukino, Asara Omei Asara Lamal, Mevarach Amen Mevarach Lokin Shachom Mishalov, Chulanan and Mevarach Lokin Shachom Mishal Tukino. He's just stating what we all know is the way Amen, right? Rabbi Shmuel Amen Baruch Lais Hashem Hamvayroch. You say Hamvayroch. So it says Ohali Halacha to Rabbi Shmuel. Meaning in shul, right? Yeah. I'm a virach. We're gonna have much discussion about this. Okay, let's begin the Gemara. Dolma. This is a hard word to get used to. This means there was once Ace Maisa. Maisa Shohayim. Reb Ze'er of Rabbi Yaakov Baracha, Rabbi Baracha, Rabbi Chanina, Chevron, Rabban Habiyasim Yochel. Okay, so you have 1, 2, 3, 4. So Rab Chanina's name is Rab Chanina, the rabbi's colleague. Chavron Dorman, he's like the Rab Chanina, who's the friend of the rabbis. That's a funny kind of name to have. But at the point here, I just want to point out how many people are here involved in this story. There's four people, okay? So they're sitting and eating a meal. Nesav, Rab Yaakov Barach, Kosu Beirach. So when they were finished eating, so Rab Yaakov Barach took the kais to bench, to say Zimon. V'amar Nevorech. And he said, Nevarach Shalom Mishalom. V'lo Amar Baruch Hu. He didn't say Baruch Hu. Amalei Rav Kiya Bar Ba. L'malo Ma'at Baruch Hu. Why did you say Baruch Hu? Amalei. So he replied, V'lachein T'ni Ein Medaktikim B'davar. There's a brisa that says you're not particular about this thing, meaning whichever nusach you use is acceptable. You shouldn't be making a macha. If I use it, if I don't use it, it's everything is good. No? The brisa says, Grice Ben Shomer Nevarach Ben Shomer Baruch Hu Ain Tyson Oisei Al Kach. We don't pounce, right? V'hanoidonim, but the fussy people, you all know what those people are. Tosin also Al Kach. They would pounce. Now he's quoting a brisa, but by so doing, he's indirectly calling. What's his name? A Rabbi. He's calling Rabbi Chiya Barba a fussy guy, right? Mm-hmm. So Rabbi Zeira, upon hearing this, he got a little distressed. Begin that Tzvach Rabbi Yaakov Markle Rabbi Chiya Barba no. He called because Rabbi Yaakov was calling Rabbi Chiya a fussy guy. That's not sitting well with him. This is typical Yerushalmi, and that stops. And it just like cold stop. No continuation. It dead ends right there. Yeah. Anyway, sometimes I guess the lesson to us is, you know, just like you shouldn't be a fussy person. And if you know a brisa which calls out the other person as being a fussy person, doesn't mean you have to quote the whole brisa. Just quote the first part, and that would have been good enough. Okay, next. Shmuel Amar. We're on 75B now. Shmuel Amar, Ein Hema Beis, Eini Moitzias Atzvim Min HaKlal. So he said that it doesn't matter. When I lead Zimun, and there are three other people, I don't want to say to you guys, Baruch Hu, like I'm telling you what to do. I want to be in the group. Nevarech Shachal Moshe. I want to call myself in the group. Okay? That's Hotevon. So they asked him, what about Brichas HaTorah? Habi Brichas HaTorah, when you get an aliyah in the shul, do you say Nevarech? You say Baruch Hu Hashem Avarech. Why all of a sudden, Shmuel, are you concerned about being in the klal? You're not worried about that when you get an aliyah. So he says, I'm Rabun, that's much different. When you get up to get an aliyah, you say Baruch Hu Hashem Avarech. So as soon as you say Avarech, you're automatically including yourself because you're saying bless Hashem who is blessed, but in Zimun you don't have that opportunity because you're saying Baruch Hu Shachal Meshalot Tvachayinu, but you're not calling him Mevorach. So that's why Shmuel preferred the Nevarach Nusach over the Baruch. Okay, make sense, Dov? You okay with that?
I don't
understand the difference.
No.
It's not a difference between Baruch Hu and Mevorach. The difference is whether you included Mevorach when you were telling the people to bless Hashem. So when you say Baruch Hu Hashem HaMevorach, when you get an aliyah, right? So you by saying HaMevorach, you automatically are included.
Sorry about that.
Okay, you can silence it. It would be just as good. Okay, we're gonna have a lesson afterwards. Whatever lesson, how to use a cell phone. Okay. Next. Okay, we good now, Dov? Yeah. Hatevon. Oh, I said that already. Sorry. Next case. Rabbi Abba Bazmino have a mishamish kumay zeira. So Rabbi Abba was mishamish his teacher. He was mishamish. Right. He's waiting upon his teacher. Now, this is a very interesting story. Listen to this story. So, Mizaglaikos. So, what did he do? He poured him a cup of wine. That means, you know, he takes the water and he adds it to the very thick mixture, three parts water, one part wine, right? Amalei. So, Reb Zeira, his Rebbe, said to him, Sav Brich, take another cup for yourself. And you also, it says over here, I'll be mighty, right? So he prepared a cup for himself, okay? When Rabbi tells me to drink, I'm going to drink. Yeah. Amalei, so now listen, he says another instruction. Have dai toch, da nishti choronu. And also, have in mind, when you're being yotze the bracha, that you should have in mind that it's not just this cup of wine you're being yotze, but if you want to eat another if you want to drink another cup of wine, you'll be yotze with that as well, okay? In other words, so as to avoid having to make another bracha on the second cup. Why is he worried about that? The Tani, because there's a brisa that says Hashamish Mevarach al kol kos v'kos. If you're a shamish, the shamish really doesn't know where he stands vis-a-vis what he's going to be able to get, what he's not going to be able to get. So therefore, each coast has a halacha of nimlach. So therefore, that's what the Brice is basically saying. Therefore, the Shamash, when he would take a second cup, you have to make another bright prayer goflin. So he's telling his Talmud, even though you're a Shamash, but I want you to know right now, you're going to get another cup of wine. Have it in mind so you won't have to make another broth. Okay? Make sense? But he doesn't have to say a broth on every piece of bread. Okay. So now he continues with another instruction. On Malay, so he says another instruction. Here's the most interesting part of the whole story. Just as I'm going to have in mind to mapka yosoich, that I'm going to be moitzi you with the bracha of bright piyan gofen. Like I'm going to be moitzi you with the bracha. Kain havda toch mapka yidei chovsi be'amein. You, right? He's talking to Rav Abba. You should have in mind to discharge my chov for amein. Here we have a new idea here. This is a new idea. We've never seen this before. Yeah. But this is a there's a big kiddush in this Yerushalmi, right? Let's see if we let's see. Let's see. Let's take a look at my refoldo. On my lay hashamish. One second. Is that the one? Yeah. Let's just read that one. Amalei Hashamash. Kamo shani mechavein dati lohotzi. Amalei. You see it? It's the bottom of the Gemara, right next to the Gemara, the bottom line of the Gemara, right to the left. Amalei. Right? Amalei Hashamash. Kamo shani mechavein dati lohotzi yosok bevracha. Sharedayim lo yishosu tal. Vahashamash yoku lohotzi bevrachasai. So too, that a person is chayev to answer amen after his brach, it sounds like his own bracha. The chayin costs for of haygon, of hudoygo, the bracha achroina shall peris, or the bracha rishona in lasses come. The first bracha he shouldn't do. You shouldn't have sock and be brachal achilo. You shouldn't say it after you make bright goffin. You shouldn't say amen because you're being mafsik between the bracha and the drink, right? Shamino, the mikol maka. But what you see from that, from the way we're saying it, then nonetheless, nachon hadavar, it really would be proper. In other words, there's really an obligation standing there, but there's a rule that I'm not allowed to be mafsik between my bracha rishona and the achilo. But ideally, there should be an amen after my own bracha. Right? So we got that. The lohava hafsaka, v'ariz moshuach, if you come away, she had sienu amen. So therefore, he was telling his Talmud, be moitzi me with your amen, which you can say. You can say the amen. So just like I'm being moitzi you with the bracha, you be moitzi me with your amen. Okay? Now, yeah. Absolutely. That's absolutely true. You've got to say amen to yourself. What's that?
The person that's saying the bracha is saying amen to his own bracha?
No. He can't. He can't over here. He can't over here. Yeah. Forget about what you know, first of all. You have to kind of erase what you know. Here we're talking about a situation where certainly he cannot say amen to his own bracha because of hefsek. But there's an ideal of saying bracha to your own brachos. He brings that there were those who said that on a bracha achrona. On a bracha achrona. There's no hefsek, there's no problem. So you'd say amen. Right? But over here, so he was saying, since it's ideal to say amen, you might see me with your amen. That's what he told him. Okay, now listen to what, hold on a minute. Listen to what it says in Shulchan Aruch. This is the Hilchos Netzias HaPasim, Kuf Samach Zayin Siv Beis. This is what it says. So Yivrach HaMotz Lechem in Ho'aretz. That's the Mechaber. And the Ramah puts in parentheses, Vim Rabin Lesubim, there's a lot of people there. So they're going to be obviously being yotzei with this bracha. Yichavnu libam l'shma bracha. They should have a mind to hear the bracha from the mevarech. V'ya'anu amen. They should answer amen. V'hamevarech yichavein lo amen sh'omrim. You got that? The Ramah writes this. V'hamevarech yichavein lo amen sh'omrim. So that means you. You ever do this in a house on Shabbos? Probably none of you ever do this. It's not Shabbos. This is any time. I'm being white to anybody in a bracha on Pas. I'm supposed to listen to your amen that you say, because that's helping me too, right? And this is based, Darkei Moshe and Shulchan in the Torah, Darkei Moshe quotes the Ar Zeruah. The Ar Zeruah goes so far, and I'll tell you there's a pure halacha over here. First, let me tell you what First, let's say the Mishnah Berurah, because it's such a, this is the biggest Kiddush to me. Mishnah Berurah says, V'yanu amein, I'm sorry, V'hamarach yichavein, da'anias amein gam kein mechalah ha-bracha. Amein is also included in the bracha. Yav agav to huberach far ba'atzmo, even though he already made the bracha himself, mikomokam a'idei sha'onin amein aleho ha-bracha chashuva yoser. Chashuva yater, ata shumea? Ko. Therefore, you should be mechaveh. That's what he writes in the Mishnah Berurah. Now, in the Bir Halacha, he does a 180. He says, no posek besides the Ar Zeruah anywhere brings this halacha. He says, if luli de mestafina, he thinks there's a... The Ar Zeruah quotes our Gemara as the source. The Ar Zeruah says, like it says in the Yerushalmi in Shlosh HaShalachu, he quotes Ar Yerushalmi to prove this halacha. But the Biyah halacha says nobody brings it. No. They say amen after your own bracha. That's the first part of it. That's if you say bracha achrono. That's what he was referring to. Yeah? Achar b'chosav after his own bracha. Yeah.
So who does that?
I don't know who does it, but I guess. Svarim answer amen to their own bracha achrono? They say amen. Okay, I don't know anything about it. I'm just going to read you a quick excerpt from the Bir Halacha because I don't want to take too much time here. The Bir Halacha writes the following: Ube MS Kol Hamavrach Baatzmo Eiz Bracha Ain Sarkel Ha Amen Klal Klal. I have no need for the Amen. You're Amen for. I was Yotz already. I said the Bracha already. Adarava Ha Oina Acharel Amen. I raise a boor. You're a boor if you say Amen after your own Bracha Rishona, right? Vavur b'shas, that's the Gemara. Yafa gav the hocha enu mafsik klal. Even though over here you don't not mafsik anything because all you're doing is listening to the other guy. Al kaponim lo malo lo ha'amein. Even though after yashavti zeksas the Mishnah Berurah, even though I was miyashiv a little bit Mishnah Berurah, mikamokam hu dochek. He writes, it's a dochek when I wrote Mishnah Berurah. Ube emes halechem kamudos prak shosh shavok v'kim shorak nesek dola kishneur kishlam dinzeh behisu dinzeh matam akar. They have another chat altogether. They said that you're not supposed to cut the challah until the amen is done with everybody. Then you start to cut the challah. Anyway, but it's not, it's mukhak that that's not the reason because of the Yerushalmi. Now he writes, yeah. This the way the Mishnah Berurah is presenting it, and it's only a halacha found in Tzias HaPas. I'm assuming it's only by Pas. But this is, no, this is Pas. Wait a second. I beg your pardon. You're absolutely right. Sorry, you're absolutely right. Yerushalmi's talking about a cup of wine. You're right, absolutely. It's not by Pas. Sorry, wrong. I was wrong about that. It's whenever you're being moitzi somebody in a broth. You're absolutely right. Yeah, I don't know why I said it's only Pas. It's in Hilchos Tzias HaPas, but it's truth by anything. Lulei de Mistafina, here's why the reason why I want to quote this Bir Halacha in total, because he changes the girsa in Ar Yerushalmi. He says, it's a toe so for her be Yerushalmi. It's a mistake in the Yerushalmi. The Tzarech Leimer, what it should say is the following. Have daitoch mapla yidei chovsok. Be careful to be motzi your obligation, not my obligation. Baha kavona, what he means is to say, d'vino dashomeo mashmiya. That it means you're supposed to be mechaveh when you're being yotze with someone else's bracha. Be careful to have in mind both the one who's banking the bracha and the one who's hearing the bracha. And that's all it really meant. Baruch Hashem, in the end, he writes, Motsasi in the Sefer Haredim, that he's Doris that way in the Yerushalmi. I didn't look at Yerushalmi. Oh, well, I didn't look. Anyway, so that's the story over here. He's right. Hafi Garcino, look, I didn't catch it. The Haredim says, Hafi Garcino, Kain have died toch mapko yidei chova sok ome. Hochi Garcinon. Hochi Garcinon. You see it? You see it?
Five thin lines down.
Five thin lines. Hochi Garcinon, come on, Dano, Kain have your talk mapko yidei chova sok ome. Right? Our Gersa is. Hold on a second. It's Chov C in the English side. Oh, look at that. In the English side. Okay, it says Yidei Chov C. Yeah, it says it. The gray bar, at the bottom of the gray bar, says Yidei Chov C. So he changes it to Chov Sof. Okay? Okay, that's enough on that. Okay. Wow, that was exciting.
Where is that? Kof what?
Kof Samach Zion. Chsev Beis, yeah. Okay, now we're going on to 75b2. Amar Abtam Chomar Yomyo, Asniso Amar Kain. But the Mishnah also says this, meaning that you have to have in mind to be mighty, because it says a Masasek Lo Yotzo, Hashem Masasek Lo Yotzo. If someone's Masasek, he's only doing it for practice or whatever, he's not doing it L'Shem Mitzvah, that you're not Yotzo the Mitzvah, obviously. And Shomeyam and Masasek is not Yotzo because nobody was becoming to be mighty the other one. That's a Parshat HaHalach. But Meya, he says Nevarech. Okay, so whether there's 10 or whether there's 100, it's the same. So the Gemara says, that's like we said this in the Mishnah. That's Rabbi Yossi HaGlili Shita, meaning when you change the Nosach, that's Rabbi Yossi HaGlili, who said that the bracha has to be in line with the number of people that are there. But the Chachamim hold no. Echadas, Echadas, Arib. Right. Rav Amar, Halacha, Kmishomer, Echadas, Echadas, Arib. We pass him like that. Okay, next. Now, the Gemara is assuming, he has a whole long English thing here about how the shame is a Dovashav Kedusha. Okay, now the Gemara is going to try to find out, how do we know Dovashav Kedusha? 75b3. So it says, Minayin la Eido Shiyasar. How do you know Eido means 10 people? Rabbava Rabbi Yasser B'Shem Rabbi Yankim. Nema Kan Eido. Where does it say Eido? 22. It says, Hibadu Mitaycha Eido Hazos. Separate yourself. By Korach, it says Hibadu. And the Meragdam, it says, let's see, it says Toch. There's a step before here. It says, let me get this straight here. The pasuk for Kedusha, for being Mekai Shem Shemayim, is Venikdash B'Sok B'nei Yisrael, right? Yeah. Now, there it says Toch. That's step one. Now we have to find another pasuk where it says Toch, and it says, Hibadu Mitoch Ha'eda Hazos. So that's by Korah. That's one Gzereshava. Now you're going to take another Gzereshava, because obviously Korah was a lot of people. And we're going to take the Eidah of Korach. We're going to go to the Eidah of what?
Right.
The Meraglim, right?
Yeah.
I believe that's right.
Yeah.
Right. Now that's what it says. Nemar Khan Eidah. The Nemar Lahalan Eidah. Now we're back to the Ushami's text, right? My Eidah Shem Lahalan Asar, just like the Eidah by the spies, because after all, Yoshua and Kalev were excluded. So you left with 10 spies, right? 12 minus 2 is 10. Af Eidah Shenemar Kan, I saw the Eidah here by which ultimately is linked to V'nikdashi V'sok B'nei Yisrael, is also 10. Okay? So that's Libra number one. Amar Rav Simon, Nemar Kan Tov. We have another Libra here. Tov. Nemar Halon Tov. V'yavo B'nei Yisrael Lishbor Tov Chaboim. It says B'nei Yisrael came to when by Yosef, by the brothers, right? They came to Tov. Now, who's missing? They're missing. Shimon was what? Shimon and Yosef. Which one was this? It's the first one?
Yeah, first time they come.
Joseph and Binyamin did not, right, because Binyamin did not go, right? So Yosef was in Mitzrayim, Binyamin will stay behind. So all the rest of the brothers are there, so we've got 10, right? Okay, so Bnei Israel are coming to get food. Now, pay close attention here, because it says, B'tov Habaim. So is Tov, to say Tov means 10, in Pshuto Shel Mikra, it's not going to work out so good. Because we're going among, it's like I'm going with all the other people who are crowding down to the tribe to get food. So we're betoch haboim. We're in a crowd, right? Mm-hmm. So toch, but the Yerushalmi at this point is not worried about that problem. Yerushalmi feels, okay, this is toch, and you got the 10 tribes, good enough, toch, 10 people. Ma toch homo lahalon asar, afkan asar, fine. Now the Gemara asked the question I just told you. There was a group of people that are many people who are not just those 10. There were thousands of people coming to get. So that wasn't such a great limud. So the Gemara rejects it. Ella. So because of that question, they reject that limud and they learn a different. Right? In other words, it says, V'dashti b'toch b'nei Yisrael by m'kana shem shemayim. And it says lahalon, meaning I guess by Yavo Bnei Yisrael Lishbar, right? That we just quoted. Ma Bnei Yisrael Shnei lahalon Asara. That's clearly just referring to Klai Yisrael alone. Avkan Asara. We get rid of the Tov part. Okay. So we have a couple only moved here. Now, why do they disagree? What do they do? What do they do? What are the Rabbanim going to do with Rabbi Yossi Agbili's pasuk? That's going to be what we're going to do now. Mam kaim Rabbanim, time under Rabbi Yossi Agbili. What are they going to do with Rabbi Yossi? But Makelos, b'chol kehilo kehila. Makelos doesn't mean based on the size of the tzibur, but it means in every tzibur, everywhere, wherever there are 10 or more people, that you should bless Hashem, right? 31, anything here? Or Sumeach understands this to mean that 20 or more men eat together, they may not recite Berachas Hamazon is one large zimun, but separate into smaller groups of 10. He notes that Bavli disagrees with this. Interesting. So he's learning from Akelos, B'chol Kehilo, Kehilo, that you can make groups of 10. Okay, that's an interesting shot. Amar Rav Chanina, Breid Rav Abuhu, Makelask Siv. He has another reason why, that since it says it without a vav, so the Rabbanan understand that everything is the same size. Everything, and regardless of size, it's all treated the same way. Oh, okay. One second. Let me do this for one second.